This is Ozarks at Large. The Muslim Student Association at the University of Arkansas is inviting everyone to meet a Muslim this Saturday. They're holding a barbecue at the Greek Theater on campus on the west end of Dixon Street from 4 to 6 p.m. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek spoke with Fazula Assef, who is the president of the Muslim Student Association, about why they're inviting everyone to come hang out and talk.
The name of the event implies it'll be an opportunity, you know, for people to meet someone who's a Muslim.
Yes.
So what sparked that idea? And have you guys done anything like this before? Or is this the first time?
We have done quite a few things on campus with students specifically, and students really enjoyed that. But we also wanted to reach out to the residents of Northwest Arkansas and Fayetteville specifically, because it is such a diverse community, and give them an opportunity to interact with Muslims as well.
Has this particular political climate sparked this, or have you guys been planning this all along, or is this just part of your organization is kind of outreach and educating people about the
Muslim
faith?
Has to do a little bit with everything. And we do a lot of events that are academic-based. So we, for the longest time since last semester, we did definitely wanted to do something that was a lot more of a social event. So that has to play, take into a part with this, as well as we always wanted to do something outdoors and take advantage of the weather, which hopefully this Saturday would be beautiful. And a little bit of the political climate as well, because of obviously what everyone knows, what is going on. And very easily 60 to 70% of Americans that have been asked the question, have you ever had a personal interaction with a Muslim? They've replied to with no. And when that is what the circumstance is and no one's had any personal interaction with a Muslim, you become very prone to accepting negative stigma that may be associated with this. So our objective with this is to have that one-on-one personal interaction with people. So next time when they may hear something from anyone, they can think, well, I met a Muslim not too long ago, and that's not what he sounds like. So,
okay. So who are you hoping comes out to this event, and what are you hoping they walk away knowing?
So our event is open for anyone in Northwest Arkansas, but because it is on the college campus, one of our biggest audiences is college students, especially, you know, they are a lot more open-minded than most people in general. But we also sent out many personal invitations to church groups as well. And we have gotten a positive response from them, and we know many of them will be attending, as well as working professionals and a lot of retired people. And the audience is very broad, but I believe the two biggest groups will be college students and a lot of church groups will be coming. And what we hope that everyone goes away with at the end of the day is, firstly, that one-on-one interaction, as well as learning a few things about the core beliefs of Islam and at heart what our religion really is about and not what it's associated with nowadays, unfortunately.
So what kind of turnout are you hoping for? Do you guys have an idea, or are you guys just hoping as many people as possible come out?
At first, we had absolutely no idea, and we were hoping for maybe 50 to 100 people will show up. And once we posted this on Facebook, within a week, we had 120 people that were going and over 500 people that are interested in coming. And that's only for the people that are active on Facebook. And immediately we knew that this was a great opportunity for us to make this a bigger event. And so one of the things we obviously had to do is have a bigger arrangement. And so the turnout, definitely we have very high hopes, and we hope the weather will not stop anyone from coming.
Yeah, I think it should be a nice day on Saturday, actually. So I think you guys are in luck. So this response to the event, what does that tell you about the community?
One of the things that definitely tells us is that people are very open-minded and they want to learn. A lot of the comments were people saying this is a great idea, especially the title, and it's very simple and to the point. This shows us that people, they want to know what Islam is really about and what Muslims are really like. And it was a very positive response.
Awesome. So how long have you lived in Arkansas?
I moved to Bentonville, Arkansas in the summer of 2011.
Okay.
And I did eighth grade there as well as high school. I graduated from Bentonville High School, and now I'm here at the U of A.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, what's your experience been overall in this community?
I've lived in many big cities, such as Columbus, Ohio. I lived in San Diego, Denver, Colorado, as well as New York. And by far what stood out to me here in Bentonville, Arkansas, specifically in Northwest Arkansas region, was the people were just so much more accepting and so much more welcoming, especially growing up in those junior high school ages where there's a lot of, you know, kids do crazy things. And I didn't run into any of that here, actually.
So, I mean, so some of the rhetoric that's going on across the country, that hasn't been your personal experience, for example.
No.
No. Where do you think that's coming from? Do you think it's just coming from situations like the one this event is kind of trying to help, you know, people just don't know this community that well?
Yes, that's it. Mainly comes from people that they don't have that interaction. And so whatever they usually see first or they hear first from somewhere else, that just usually sticks in people's minds.
And then my last question is, the event is free, right? It's just,
yes,
you just show up and you come hang out for a little while.
Just show up and hang out for a little while. One thing we unfortunately were not able to plan for was making it a little, making the time gap a little bit broader. So it is only 2 hours. So we definitely do hope people show up within that time frame. It is free for everyone, and we hope people have a good time when they come.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
You too. It was very nice to meet you, and I had a pleasure.
That was Fazula Assef, the president of the Muslim Student Association. The Meet a Muslim Barbecue is tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Greek Theater. And following that event, everyone is invited to attend a discussion that will be held at the J.B. Hunt Building from 6 to 8 p.m. The talk will be led by Fahad Taslim. It's called Jesus, the Embodiment of Islamic Spirituality. That event, also free. For more information about the barbecue or the talk, you can search Meet a Muslim Barbecue on Facebook.